Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Lomaby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive towards second. Brown catches it and steps on second to double up Malzone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Francona scores. Askew moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John bunts towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Arnold Early. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held scores. John moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner strikes out. Tillman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wagner out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Malzone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Clinton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Indians. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stewart scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Tillman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Indians. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Tillman scores. Jones moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-7, Indians. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.